time span with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 77 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here is college football playoff national champion Christian Miller on Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
And welcome into this Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Hope you guys are doing well. Ready for some more action here on the show. Plenty of things to dive into today. We got draft week currently going on, which surprisingly, we haven't spoken a whole bunch about the NFL draft yet. Chase, also Wyatt hanging back behind the glass, but we will do that. We'll dive into some draft talk today as I am getting excited. Tomorrow is the big day, right? First day of the NFL draft. And to celebrate that or talk about it, honor it, whatever words you want to use there, we're going to be joined by former first-round NFL draft pick C.J. Mosley from the Baltimore Ravens and, of course, then signing with the New York Jets before calling it a career a year ago. Yeah, about a year ago, I think, at this point, before starting his own agency where he now represents young men, right, that are either in college or heading to the NFL draft, both NIL and NFL guys, which is really cool. So we're going to have CJ join us on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk about his experience with the NFL draft, his playing experience, of course, maybe some Alabama stuff. And then I also want to pick his brain about kind of what he's doing right now, right? Because I know a lot of people are interested about the whole NIL space, and I think it'd be cool to get his perspective being a former player who now, after having a highly decorated career both in college and in the league, he now owns his own agency where he represents a number of players both in college and guys that are aspiring to go play at the next level, and I think a couple guys that might be on a roster, if I'm not mistaken. But we'll talk with C.J. Mosley tomorrow. Then on Friday, we will be joined by the film guy Brooks Austin. We'll be doing a post-spring Alabama outlook / breakdown. I say breakdown, I'm going to be honest. I don't plan on necessarily pulling up specific plays and breaking it down. If we get to that, that would be great. Now, I don't know how much time we'll have. Probably not a whole bunch of time, but I will at least put up the highlights from A-Day on the screen. And if anything big comes up, maybe we can discuss it. So I call it an analysis / breakdown, but we will be joined by Brooks Austin, the film guy, Friday at the top of the hour. Again, C.J. Mosley joins us tomorrow at 11:30. And then today, in about 20 minutes at 11:30, we'll be joined by none other than Stephen M. Smith. M stands for money, as we like to say, from Touchdown Alabama Magazine, talking some Alabama football. But if you guys have seen the stream title, if you haven't checked us out, make sure you guys do that at The Miller's Edge on YouTube, at The Miller's Edge on X, and of course on the Tide 100.9 Facebook page as well. We stream live daily as we do our show. I titled it, Can Alabama Win a National Championship in 2026? This is what they must, all capitals there, do to win it all. Now, I just wanted to bring out, you know, another conversation driver, Chase, because I felt like, you know, right now you gotta find good topics, and there's a lot of people putting out some really good content. And I didn't want to, you know, overdo it or overuse it. We'll dive into some of these things. I think Clint put out a video like on the most important players. That's a good topic. We'll get to that. But I wanted to throw one out myself, right? Can Alabama win a national championship in 2026? And I think it's very fitting given that we've now been able to see some other teams around the league and around the country as they've concluded their spring games. And kind of get an idea on what some of these other teams look like, whether it's Ohio State, Georgia went ahead and they actually had their spring game on ESPN. Kudos to those guys doing that. So we can kind of, I guess, compare a little bit, which I already know people are going to say, why are you comparing spring games? Why are you trying to really do a deep dive on teams in the spring game? That's not smart to do. Number one, trust me, I think I know as good as anybody, man. Don't put much stock into spring games. But you still, that doesn't mean you can't get an idea for personnel, especially depth. We know a lot of starters, sometimes they're out. They have offseason surgeries, just like Xavier Brown, Bray Hubbard, London Simmons, three starters on defense. They didn't participate in A-Day. But that doesn't mean we can't watch A-Day and get a good idea for some of the new transfers, kind of who they are as football players, how they fit in this defense. So I still think there are some things you can take away from spring games without going overboard and necessarily predicting if a team is going to win the national championship or not. Contrary to what we're about to do here on the show today, but only because it's a good talking point. So we'll discuss that. I'm going to try to maybe limit it to like 3 to 5 things that I feel like are must-haves for Alabama to win a national championship this upcoming season? And I guess we'll even answer the main question at hand. Do we believe that they can win a national championship in 2026? We'll do those things coming up. And I want you guys to be thinking about that, because I want to ask you, and I want all y'all's questions, comments, and concerns responding to that. And if anything else comes up, you guys know you can always drop that. You can leave your comments here on the stream, of course, on YouTube or on X or on Facebook. Or if you would like, you can always call in the show, 205-342-9904. If you ever forget the number, one easy way is download the Tide 100.9 app. There's literally an icon that you can click and you immediately call into the show. Plus, you can leave your app messages there. Listen to any show virtually, pretty much, I think anywhere in the world, as long as you have that app. So make sure you guys download that. Not only can you listen to us, but you can listen to any show on the station. Plus, read all the latest news, go back and listen to old shows. All that stuff is right there on the app. And the best thing is, it's free. So make sure you guys do that. But of course, if you guys like watching the show, check us out on YouTube at The Miller's Edge.
Now, I'd be careful telling people to go listen to old shows, because do you still have Michigan fans in your mentions every once in a while from the Rose Bowl? Because I know for like a year, 2 years afterwards, you were still getting them.
So I've had comments on YouTube. Not so much like on our X account, but I've had comments on YouTube. Yes. Of like, I'll get a random notification that I'm thinking is from like a stream we just did or a video I just posted. And I start to read it and it's like, take that, Alabama, go blue. I'm like, what? And then I look and it's like on a video from like 2 years ago. And I'm like, brother, I mean, we have to get you up to date here, man. Like, I mean, listen, like, even I get it. Like, if you go back even the year before in the bowl game, you got it. Like, and if anybody was crazy to me, and I'm glad you brought this up, the craziest thing to me is, like, I feel like when it comes to somebody that primarily covers Alabama, I'm about as fair as it gets. I mean, you guys heard my stance on the whole Indiana thing. I'm like, out of all people you guys want to come troll, I give credit where it's due. When Michigan beat us, like, I didn't make a whole bunch of excuses. I talked about how good the defense, I'm going back to the Rose Bowl. Their defense was great, right? Even all the way down to that last play. I just was talking with my neighbor who happens to be another former Division I football player. And we were just talking about that the other day. I mean, that last play of the game, everybody's attention's on Jalen Milroe. But look at it. Really was the right tackle, J.C. Latham, that got blown up by a transfer from like Coastal Carolina, something like that. Defensive end blew him up, knocked him in the backfield, and it blew up the play. Long story short, I always make sure I give credit where it's due. So it always kills me when I still see people like trolling and saying this. I'm like, you clearly didn't watch the video. Now, if you're mad that I predicted Alabama to win, I mean, what do you expect? I got to ride with my folks. And even when I'm a little iffy on it, I'll acknowledge that. But it is funny. Even like with the Indiana take, which really was very defensive of maybe Indiana's perspective, and not like I was trying to go against our folks, right? Because I'm an Alabama guy. I just wanted to put myself in their shoes. And it was funny. You know, I had a lot of Indiana folks follow the X account because of that. I'm like, I don't think you guys are going to be here very long, because, I mean, we cover Alabama like 90% of the time. I don't know how much more I'm going to talk about you guys. So I guess enjoy it right now while you have it. And I just told you guys, the defensive coordinator even favored it yesterday. So it made its way over to the Indiana side of things. That said, as complimentary as I was and defensive as I was from their perspective, I still had a couple Indiana trolls like under it. I'm like, all right, guys, like, you either didn't listen to this clip or you just are just trying to be ignorant right here. But like I told you, my advice always is, man, don't take this stuff too serious. I think it's one of the things that comes with sports, whether you're playing it or whether you're a fan of it. That's what I mean. Listen, smack talk and people going back and forth debating, I think as long as you do it and keep your emotions in check, man, that's what makes it fun. At least I like it. I wish we had more people that would call in and kind of debate some of the stuff. I do. That's why I like when my dad jumps on here. It makes it fun. Not saying I necessarily want to, you know, go to war with you guys, but I think it's cool when you have, you know, different opinions, because then you can kind of, all right, lay your case. They can lay theirs. And I don't know. Maybe that's why Adam said I could potentially make a good lawyer one day, even though I have no interest in taking a bar exam. That said, that's kind of what we got planned for today. Another thing I thought about throwing out there, again, it's the offseason, so we got to have some fun things just to throw out there for the heck of it. Plus, I see our guy JT just retweeted our stream league. Thank you, JT. Shout out to him and Roll Tide Nation. I believe you can find them on their social platforms. I think he did a tweet today about start, bench, cut. I think things like that are really fun to do, especially in the off season. I'm terrible at it because I'm always like, I have a hard time making my mind up. But I kind of want to throw one of those in there today, too.
You also played with like half of them. when these things come around.
And you don't want to offend anybody. You don't want to offend anybody. But to be fair, but you got some people, though, I hate to say, I got some teammates I'm disappointed with, man. Like, it's like when you're here, you're real close. And then when guys move on, whether it's ego or the league gets to them, man, some guys kind of switch up. So maybe I'll end up cutting those guys. I'm going to cut the guys that kind of switched up. And I'm going to make sure I start or at least bench the guys that stayed true to who they are. But yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that is one of the unfortunate things, but I think it happens when people kind of move on and they got other stuff going on. But I will say this, it makes you respect guys like Will Anderson, who you just know is like humble as it gets. And even if you don't know him personally, I mean, it clearly is just, you can see it anytime he's in front of a camera. If you do happen to meet him, just a great guy. So I'll just say this for any athletes out there, man, check your ego. I know it's kind of random, but I'm just thinking about it. Seriously, check your ego, because there's going to be a day where you're not playing the game of football anymore, when you're not under the bright lights like you were, when everybody's screaming for your attention and wanting autographs. And when that day comes, if you're not prepared for it or you aren't humble, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. I will say that. Not saying that I had to go through that. Luckily, you know, I've always kind of had a mindset of, I would say I've been a little bit mature, and I've always understood that, hey, man, football is not my identity. I'm not going to get caught up in that. But there are a lot of guys where that is the case. And I just hope they got it figured out when they do cross that road, because it is a tough battle for a lot of athletes. And it doesn't help when you're so used to that limelight. I don't know. Maybe just some words of advice for any young athletes out there, man. Stay true to yourself. Don't ever let all this, the star rankings and NIL and all this bull crap get to your head. At the end of the day, you put your socks and shoes on the same way everybody else does. We all bleed red. All right, we got to hit a timeout. We come back. We keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC, we'll dive into this conversation. Can Alabama win a national championship in 2026? What must they do, right? Come up with like 3 to 5 things. I'm going to list mine. I'll let Wyatt and Chase offer their thoughts. And then, of course, we'll get to you guys here. 205-342-9904 is the number. Or just join the chat and you can drop your answers and responses right there. Stephen M. Smith also coming up at 11:30 right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTV.
Wherever I go.
Quality gummy vitamins from Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy.
In that ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
A national championship team covering a national championship team.
The best sports talk in the state.
Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. I think I need to, so I have a little whiteboard calendar thing. I need to put it like in front of me. This is bad. I'm just going to admit, like, I feel like I'm so active just always doing stuff. I forget what day it is sometimes where I'm like coming back from break. I'm like, oh crap. Is it the Wednesday edition or is it the Thursday edition? Maybe play football a little too long. All right. That said, let's talk about a few things that Alabama must do in order to win a national championship. Then we'll get to like the start bench cut and some NFL draft talk, plus Stephen M. Smith coming up here in a few short minutes. But let's start here. We got to answer the main question. Can Alabama win a national championship in 2026? I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, like I always do. I'm a straight shooter. Can they win a national championship in 2026? Well, of course. We just saw Indiana, who we've been talking about at great lengths the past couple of days, run the table, go undefeated, win themselves their first national championship. I believe that was their first Heisman Trophy winner. They ran through the likes of Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon. We already know all that. So can Alabama win a national championship in 2026? Well, of course they can. Pretty much anybody can. Well, I probably shouldn't say anybody, but I think that for the most part, we'll just say anybody can, right? We'll include everybody. Do I believe Alabama is going to win a national championship in 2026 personally? I don't. I don't see this football team where it stands right now winning the national championship in 2026. That's not to make anybody mad, that's not shock jock radio. That's just my opinion, and I don't think I'm alone. I think there's a reason why nationally, right, the over-under on the win total for Alabama is at like 8.5. So before you get mad at me and raise your pitchforks, man, do it to everybody around the country, right? It's not just me. Now, I did say that could they do it? Yes, I technically think they can, right? I mean, it's not like I think we're far off from it. So what must they do in order to win a national championship in 2026, right? I want to try to limit it to about 3 to maybe 5 things here. There's really probably a whole list we could go down, but let's try to narrow this, and I want to get y'all's thoughts on this, so make sure you guys are thinking about it while I drop mine. First and foremost, offensive line play. I think we all can agree that it has to improve. When you look at the teams that have either won national championships in recent years or have been in that realm, they all have one thing in common, and they're really good up front. We all know this game of football, it starts in the trenches, right? Your offensive line, man, whether it's, you know, getting pushed up front, running the football, executing their assignments, and of course, protecting the quarterback. I mean, that is imperative for any football team. And that is one of the areas of weaknesses that we've seen out of Alabama, not just last year or last 2 years, really probably back to 2021, maybe I would say. I would go probably last 4 or 5 years. Offensive line play just hasn't necessarily been what it has needed to be. And that needs to change. And that's one of the reasons when I say, do I see Alabama winning the national championship in 2026? Personally, that's one of the main reasons it's hard for me to say that I can see Alabama winning it all, because even though we revamped this offensive line with a lot of new faces, a new coach, all these things, I just don't know if it's enough to see that big of a difference. Now, again, I hope it is, but, and I'm not just making this opinion, you know, off of the spring. I'm just saying in general, like, if we would have brought in the guy from Colorado at left tackle, if we would have brought him in and like some guard that was some, you know, veteran guard that had number of snaps under his belt, that was a projected top draft pick, something like that, and you're pairing him up with Michael Carroll and just a couple of these other guys we had, maybe it's a little bit different story. But when I look at the youth that we have, the inexperience, I can't see a world where those guys are just going to be that much better, or at least playing at the level that I think would be required for this football team to really have a serious chance at winning the national championship. Again, I hope that I'm wrong. I don't want to be right on that, but that's just my honest take on where I feel like we're at as a football team right now. So first and foremost, I think the offensive line play has to be better. And really, I'm just going to combine with that, because I don't want to have too many things on my list. Running game. We all know, like, the main part of that really is the running game. From a protection standpoint, I don't have the exact numbers pulled up. We did a decent job in protection, at least from the offensive line standpoint. Now, the backs in protection, a little bit of a different story. They struggle. We know that. But I'm just going to group all that together. Offensive line play / running game has to be better in 2026 if Alabama is going to win the national championship. Number two, I'm going to go on to the other side of the football for defense, right? We all know the secondary was one of the better units in the country last year. Matter of fact, I mean, defensively, we had a lot of really good statistics. And in terms of like national rankings, passing defense, we were number 9, scoring defense, number 13. This one's not on here, but red zone defense, I would imagine, was pretty damn good. We did a really nice job of holding teams to field goals. So all that needs to be consistent again this upcoming season. Total defense was number 18th nationally. Now, rushing defense was number 37 in the country, which really is not bad. But I think the biggest issue for me was the consistency at which we stopped the run. And then especially when you look at the teams that gave us the most problems, Georgia, Indiana, and Florida State, all three teams, Georgia and Indiana being contender-type teams, they rushed for over 200 yards when they faced us. That's got to be cleaned up, right? So the consistency. So my number two part is kind of, I guess I'm going to jumble a couple things up. The front seven has to be a unit. They have to be dudes, right? They have to stop the run. But not only that, consistent pass rush. We know what Yanze Pierre can do. And we know that when they bring pressure and blitzes and run some of these simulateds, they do a nice job of generating pressure. But who can step up, you know, on the other side of Yanze? Who can be another threat? I think Justin Hill has a lot of potential. I think there's a lot left that we can get out of him. What could he do? I want to see that. And I'm optimistic with that. But I think that would be big. So defensively, you know, stay consistent with what the secondary did last year, but our front seven, right? I think a lot is riding on those guys. being more consistent, stopping the run, better tackling, and then, of course, getting after the quarterback. And third, and my final, I guess, must for Alabama to be able to win a national championship in 2026, it's a few different things, right? Physicality, attention to detail, execution, and consistency. I think all those things together. If you look at the teams like Indiana, you look at Miami, you look at Ohio State, I mean, these football teams, even the Georgias, right? They have a brand of football that they play where it's just physicality from the front line guys to the back, right? And it has to be consistent. There's times where we've shown it, but it hasn't been consistent enough, right? Even from the attention to detail and execution standpoint. Again, there's games, if you look at Alabama last football season, where you would think without a doubt they're a top five team in the country, right? A couple of things that they still needed to clean up, but I thought there were several games I watched last season where I said, hey, Alabama looks like a team that can definitely be a contender. But it was like this, up and down. For my radio listeners, I'm kind of doing a wave signal with my hand, right? You got a couple weeks where, you know, you're on top of the world and you're doing some really good stuff. Then you got a few more weeks where it's just like, man, you're kind of scratching your head. That has to be, there has to be consistency. And I think that starts with the mindset, the mentality that you have as a football team. Each and every snap, going out there playing physical, imposing your will, right? Not playing to the level of your opponent, right? Not doing it one week, then the other week, taking a week off. It has to be each and every single week, each and every single snap that you take. It has to be the same. And I think, honestly, that might be the most important, right? Because everything starts with a mindset. And so I think if they can find a way to tap into that and have that type of mentality and play with that level of physicality, attention to detail, execution, right? A lot of the issues we're describing for Alabama really could be fixed with a lot of that stuff that I just mentioned. And so that would be my third and final must for Alabama in order to win a national championship in 2026. We got to hit a timeout because when we come back, we're joined by Stephen M. Smith on the phone lines. And then, of course, after we finish up with Mr. Stephen M. Smith, we'll go to you guys, 205-342-9904. We're talking about Alabama in 2026. Can they win a national championship? I want to get y'all's thoughts on that. And if so, what are the musts that they have to do in order to do that? We'll continue this conversation on the other side right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Quick timeout. We'll be right back. Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy.
For services for our complete range of duct services, 205-339-6540 or at adamsfcs.com. Adams Services.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
Roll Tide, the best sports talk, period. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. NFL Draft Eve, I should say. Again, that is coming up tomorrow. We'll be joined by C.J. Mosley, former first-round draft pick out of Alabama. Long NFL career before starting his agency. We'll talk about the NFL draft with him. But first, we got to talk to our guy, Stephen M. Smith, here on the phone lines of Touchdown Alabama Magazine. Stephen M. Smith, welcome in, brother. How's everything going?
Doing good, Krishna. What's kicking with you, my guy?
Oh, man, I can't call it. I can't call it. Another day this offseason, man. We're just having some conversations. We made it through the whole Indiana discussion yesterday, man. So now we're on the other side of it. We're talking Alabama football again. Yeah, man. Listen, I had no problem with it. I even put myself in their shoes. It was cool and all, but I think the fan base, man, it feels like they're going back and forth trading shots. Man, I had to remove myself.
Dude, it felt like 50 Cent and Ja Rule. That's what it felt like to me, 50 and Ja Rule. I'm like, I'm happy for Indiana. It was a long time basketball school before you get Kirk Cignetti, you get you a national championship. I'm happy for him. But as we always know, Christian, getting to that mountain is one thing. Staying on that mountain is a whole other monster.
Mm-hmm. No, you're exactly right about that. They're intriguing to me this upcoming year. I just saw an article, and I don't know if it's because all these Indiana fans are interacting with my tweet. But somebody wrote an article about their defense, and they're saying, ironically, of course, it was about their defense, saying that their defense has looked even further ahead this offseason than it did last year. And so it sounds like they're really excited about that unit. So I'm curious myself. My question mark for them really is, you know, you lose Fernando Mendoza. I know they brought in a number of guys via the portal. You know, how can they, you know, continue that success that they had offensively? I don't even know about the offensive line. I feel like they had a lot of older guys, so I imagine they're replacing a lot. So we'll have to see. But you're right, man. Sustaining success like that, oh, man, that's the toughest part. Not only because you have to restart and do it all again, but then once you kind of get to that level of success, man, you get complacency that starts creeping in, and you got to fight that. You've heard Coach Saban talk about it, Kirby Smart talk about it. It's something that a lot of coaches have to deal with, especially in this, you know, day and age, in this generation. So definitely very interesting stuff. We're joined by Mr. Stephen M. Smith of Touchdown Alabama Magazine. Stephen, our topic of today is Alabama. And speaking of champions, well, my biggest question is, do we believe that Alabama is built to win a national championship in 2026? Or I should just say, in simpler words, can Alabama, in fact, win a national championship in 2026? And what must they do in order to do that? So I guess let me ask you the big question of the day, Stephen. Do you believe that Alabama can win a national championship in 2026? We'll start there.
I think they can. Now, what needs to happen, and I mentioned this when I was on with you previous, Christian, is the lines of scrimmage, right? First off, the offensive line. We get an offensive line that's out there putting in work and really being physical, imposing their will in both run blocking and pass protection, then absolutely. And it looks like this spring we got a chance to see, you know, the offensive line in order. It looks like you know who your center is going to be, Rayson Delgado from Cal Poly. You have an idea of who your right tackle is going to be, which is Jevin James, the transfer from Mississippi State. Your left tackle looks like Jackson Lloyd. Your right guard, the versatile Michael Carroll. Left guard, I know you had different guys rotate there, whether it be Nick Brooks or it was Nick Brooks, Ethan Fields, Mal Waldrop got some work in there, but it looks like Will Sanders, once he gets back in the summer, he may have that spot there at left guard. So the offensive line to me and the defensive line just finding ways to create that pressure, those two sides of the ball, if those two pop out big, this is the national championship team.
Yeah, and that was the first thing I led off with is, you know, trench play, offensive line play, we know, running the ball better, right? Also protecting better. Just really execution overall, being a more physically dominant unit, I think would pay dividends for this football team. And I think it's a must if they even want to have a chance to even contend for a national championship, let alone winning one. But I guess my follow-up to you, Stephen, would be we all can agree. Yeah, I mean, if Alabama can find a way to put out an offensive line this upcoming season that's nasty, they're dominant, they protect well, they find ways to open up lanes for those backs, they look like one of the better units in the country, without a doubt, I think that automatically boosts Alabama's chances of being a contender by probably tenfold. However, my follow-up to you is, how realistic do you think that is with this unit? Because we also know there's a lot of youth, there's a lot of inexperience. There's some good young talent and potential. I like Jackson Lloyd a lot. I think he's going to be a really good football player. I like the intensity and the scrappiness that Rayson Delgado has shown. Michael Carroll, we all know he's going to be a future day one draft pick. Then you got some spots that you're still trying to like figure out, like you mentioned, left guard and right tackle. Javon James, I know he's got some starting experience, but I think there's been some inconsistencies there a little bit. But how realistic do you believe it is, Stephen, that we see that type of offensive line play from this football team that's necessary for them to win the national championship this upcoming season?
It's realistic, Christian. It starts with how much can they connect together right now, right? Because that's one position where you want to have all five guys mesh well together. I understand your two offensive tackles are out there on the island. Your three interior guys, guard, center guard, are more so in the phone booth together. But how well can all five guys mesh? And that's going to be the challenge for Adrian Klemm. That's why he was brought in as the offensive line coach, to not just pull it out of these guys dominant on the field, but getting all five positions to really gel well and really play well together. The good thing here is Michael Carroll has taken on that leadership role for those guys, is understanding, hey, we all got to play well together. And if we all play well together, that's the huge conduit for us to get to where we want, which is a national championship. So that'll be my main thing, is how close will this group be in terms of that off-field bond, so when they get on the field, they know how to play well together.
We're joined by Stephen M. Smith of Touchdown Alabama Magazine. Make sure you check our guy out for the latest updates, doing a great job covering Alabama football. Stephen, talk to me about maybe some other musts, man. I gave about three, and I really combined several things to shorten the list down to three. But you mentioned that the offensive line specifically, you talked about trench play. What are some other musts that Alabama must have in order to win a national championship in 2026?
I feel like this, and a lot of people may not understand, but I think special teams have to be special. I think it's got to be special. You look at it, when Bama's won championships, the special teams has been special. Whether you had a punter in J.K. Scott that could really flip the field, whether you had a really good place kicker that in crunch moments would drill a field goal, whether you had a return specialist that can really do some things and electrify the crowd, where that guy with Osiris Jones returning punts, or a Jalen Waddle returning kicks and punts, whether it was a Jamison Williams a couple of years back on kickoff return. You had somebody in that spot. The moment the ball touched their hands, the crowd's holding their breath because it's like, this guy can go to the house with it. Special teams has to provide a way to be special. And you got a transfer kicker and Lorcan Quinn from Marshall. I mean, this dude made, 30-plus 50-yard field goals during his career at Marshall, was one of the best ever played special teams for the Marshall Thunder and Herds. And you got him in here competing with Connor Talty. You brought over a transfer punter from North Alabama. He's got a leg on him. That's going to be a fun conversation there. But who becomes that guy that can bring you back to the days of a Javier Arenas, of a Cyrus Jones, of a Christian Jones, of guys that when they touch that ball on kickoff return, on punt return, even your guy, Christian Eddie Jackson, EJ was tough in terms of those punt returns also. So who can bring the program back to where when the ball is being punted to that guy and that guy touches that ball, he's got a chance to make a house call every single time. Special teams has got to be special.
Yeah, we talked about that, I think, last week here on the show about, you know, when you have a guy like that back there or any type of returner, just the impact that that has on the momentum of the game, how it can just bring your sideline to life. Like, I know, like, for us, you just mentioned Eddie Jackson. I was on that punt return unit, excuse me, and it felt anytime that he was back there fielding a punt, I knew there was a good chance that he was going for six. I mean, just like you mentioned, Cyrus Jones back in 2015.
He was special.
And we kind of went on a run like that. Think about it. I mean, Kenyon Drake did a lot of good stuff in the return game in 2015. I mean, we had a number of guys. Jaylen Waddle was special. But I agree with you. We have to see a return of that type of special teams play if Alabama does, in fact, want to see themselves being crowned national champions in 2026. All right, you gave me offense. You gave me special teams, Steven. There's got to be something about the defense. Listen, I just gave them a lot of credit. You know, I think their worst ranking, really, from what I saw, was like, you know, rushing defense was like 37th nationally, which is actually not bad at all. The rest, I mean, I think passing defense, number 9th in the country. I want to say total defense, like 18th. So defense did a lot of really good things. So we know if they can piggyback off of those performances, they're in really good shape. However, there's always something to improve on. What is a must on the defensive side of things for Alabama?
I think a must is going to be getting to that ball and stopping the run game. That's a must. Stopping that run game is going to be huge here for Alabama's defense. We talk a lot about who are the pass rushers going to be, and that's important. But I think we got to have some run stuffers also. You got to have some guys that can get some tackles for loss in the backfield on these running backs. And I think the biggest thing is going to be who plays next to Caleb Woodson. Caleb Woodson is going to be your Mike linebacker. He's going to be your signal caller, your green dot voice there in that room. But who is the off-ball guy that plays next to him? QB Reese has got talent. Caden Jones has got talent. I like what I'm seeing from Luke Metz. So it looks like those three will be the main three in the conversation. But then you got this Xavier Griffin kid, this 5-star from Georgia. How much of a push can he possibly make? And then you got two guys kind of developing with Abdul Sanders and Duke Johnson. So who snatches this off-ball sting position, this lateral to lateral, the sideline spot there to play next to Caleb Woodson? Something that my eyeballs will be on.
Yeah, 100%. And I will say, man, you mentioned a number of those backers getting some reps in there with Caleb Woodson, and I've been impressed with a number of them. I think they've done some very good stuff during the spring, and I'm excited to see the growth that they'll have over the summer. And once they get back into fall camp, it's going to be interesting to see how that group continues to keep making progress, because we all know how important those linebackers are going to be, given that we lost all three of the guys we've had over the last two seasons now that they've gone on to the NFL draft. Hoping to hear their name called sometime this weekend. Steven, I got to ask you, man, I saw you talking a little bit about this quarterback situation, man, and it sounded like you were alluding to you feel like Keelan is the guy. So it sounds like you're pretty, no, I wouldn't say firm on that. Are you pretty solid that Keelan is the guy? And I guess my next question is, how do you see that taking place? Do you feel like he's day one, week one, game number one, the guy? Or do you feel like, you know, week one we could see both quarterbacks a good bit? How do you see that whole process playing out?
Right now, I say Keelan does have the edge right now. I'm not saying that Austin Mack couldn't take it back. I mean, I mentioned he would have to this summer take some receiving targets with him and go to work throwing the football with him, going to work building that chemistry and that camaraderie with those guys, whether they're training in Florida, whether they're training in California, Texas. Doesn't really matter where you train at, but take some guys with him and get to work, because right now, the final image in the minds of Alabama fans, when you talk about the narrative, is Keelan Russ shined on A-Day. That's the final image. That's the final narrative in the mind of fans. And if you're Austin Mack and you want to erase that narrative and have you be the guy as a starter, then this summer, you got to get to work. And knowing Austin Mack, he's doing those things. He is getting to work. I thought it could be a situation where the first game against East Carolina, you see both guys out there, and whoever, you know, performs the best is the guy moving forward. But knowing Austin Mack, he thoroughly understands, hey, this summer, I got to get my grind on.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some pressure, man, on that quarterback room in that battle, given that I think the spring, man, it just made it really tough knowing that both guys did some really good stuff. But now the young buck and Keelan Russell, man, he really has stepped up. And I think he's probably, I call it ahead of schedule. The reason I say that is, I mean, for a guy that's only been here a year, I think he's just really taken on this offense, you know, a lot quicker than people probably imagine. And he's really starting to flourish. So definitely going to be a very interesting battle that I think goes on for quite some time. But regardless, either way, I think we got two really good options that we can go with. Steve, and I appreciate you, man. Before you go, man, tell all the folks where they can keep up with all the great work that you're doing, brother.
Oh, absolutely. They can hop right on over to touchdownalabama.com. That's the site there, touchdownalabama.com. We're keeping everybody entertained, informed, or up to date on what's happening with the Crimson Tide, even when we get down to the dog days of the summer, which is about to happen. So keep it locked right there on touchdownalabama.com. We're getting some draft stuff rolling with the first night of the draft being tomorrow. It's going to be fun to see where Ty Simpson and Caden Proctor get called, and you know, other guys get called as well as the draft this weekend. And you can go right there, touchdownalabama.com, and then YouTube, it's Touchdown Alabama Magazine. Right there on YouTube, we got the video side of keeping you updated on your Bama as football season will be back soon.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you, brother. Look forward to hopefully doing it again next week.
Hey, take it easy, my guy. Have a good one, Christian.
Yes, sir. You too, Stephen. We appreciate you, brother. Good stuff. All right, we got to hit a timeout. When we come back, we'll keep on rolling. We'll go back to the phone lines. We'll probably wait to the top of the hour so we give you guys plenty of time. I know we had JT, Hunter, and others lining up. We're going to go to you guys and talk a little bit more about this when we come back right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of The Game, we'll talk to Aaron Torres, Fox Sports National Analyst. We'll also have a chance to talk with John McClain, longtime veteran. We'll go out to Houston. We'll get a preview of the NFL draft and a lot more with John McClain, all starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Side 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Longest running sports talk show in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to
$1,000. Great atmosphere, outstanding customer service. Where they do that at? Bama Entertainment, where the odds are always in your favor. Take exit 45 off 2059, sponsored by Red.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
Hotline at 800-477-1462. 800-477-1462. 800-477-1462.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A warm afternoon, partly to mostly sunny with a high at 83. Tonight, mostly fair with a low at 57. Tomorrow, partially sunny, the high 84. Friday, increasingly cloudy, the chance of a shower by afternoon, the high 83. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 80 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Stay locked in, Tide fans. This is Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide sports.
back in to this Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Big thanks to Stephen M. Smith from Touchdown Alabama Magazine, who just joined us via the phone lines. We're going to go back to the phone lines, and we got some folks lined up. But first, let us hit this top hour break in about a minute or so. That way, you guys have plenty of time. So before we do that, a couple little news and notes. You got the NFL draft coming up tomorrow. We got Jaisha over in Pittsburgh. She's covering it, man. So check out all her stuff if you guys want the latest with the NFL draft, specifically on Alabama's guys that are both attending. You got Ty Simpson and Caden Proctor. Jaisha is actively covering it. I know she posted some clips she had tagged us in, and we appreciate her doing that. You can follow her at Jai Nance. Also, Sneeze Sports is her media account, but she's been uploading a lot of content showing both guys working in the community with the local youth a day ahead of their big day as they hope to hear their names call night one of the NFL draft. So we'll talk some NFL draft here coming up in a little bit. I know there's been some like final mock drafts that go through, I think it's like full 7-round drafts. So we can actually talk about some of the other Alabama guys that are hoping to hear their name called over the weekend. Just a quick little, I guess, spoiler. Outside of really Ty and Caden Proctor in the first rounds, maybe a guy like Jeremy Bernard day two, seems like a lot of people are mocking the rest of the bunch, probably more like day three type players, which, again, nothing wrong with that at all. I was a fourth round draft pick. I'm telling you, you still can. It's about what you do when you get there, number one and two. As long as you take care of yourself, man, I mean, it's still a life-changing thing, and let alone just hearing your name called is something really special. We'll talk about all that. Plus, we'll talk about it with CJ Bosey tomorrow here on the show at 11:30 as well. But first, we're going to hit this top hour break. When we come back, we keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
TBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
In the NBA playoffs, the Trailblazers stole game two in San Antonio. They defeated the Spurs 106-103. Victor Wembanyama entered concussion protocol after taking a fall in the second quarter. He'll undergo some additional testing on Wednesday. The 76ers beat the Celtics 111-97 in Boston. And the Lakers have taken a 2-0 series lead over the Rockets, beating them 101-94. LeBron James had 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists in the win. In the NHL playoffs, the Avalanche defeated the Kings 2-1 in overtime. Mammoth outscored the Golden Knights 3-2. Bruins beat the Sabres 4-2. Lightning defeated the Canadiens 3-2 in overtime. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs have won 7 straight after beating the Phillies 7-4. Giants beat the Dodgers 3-1. Shohei Ohtani extends his on-base streak to 53 games. The Padres shut out the Rockies 1-0, and the Mets have lost 12 straight after falling to the Twins 5-3.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit Lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy.
Proud to our home base in Birmingham, Alabama.
We are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at Andrew. andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here's college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
And welcome back into this Wednesday edition of the Miller's Edge. Why do I keep wanting to say Thursday? I don't know what my deal is, but I keep wanting to say Thursday. Edition of the Miller's Edge. We had a nice first hour, man. We kind of flew by. We talked about Alabama in 2026. Do we believe they can win a national championship in 2026? What must they do in order to do that? We had that conversation. We were joined by Stephen M. Smith. We got the passer Payne that just jumped on here as he's traveling on the road, it looks like. He keeps missing Stephen M. Smith, man. I feel like you need to catch up with Big Stephen. It's been a minute. You should have jumped on here a little earlier.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm on the road again today, headed to Jacksonville, Florida for Bill Murray's event. So I hate I missed Stephen M. I didn't see any promos. I mean, Stephen M. must not be like Stephen A. because Stephen A. was on something. I'd have heard about it. So Stephen M. stepped your game up. So if I'd have known, I'd have got on here earlier. You know what I'm saying? So. You know what I'm saying, Christian? I think Keyline Russell, now I'm telling you now, he is surpassing that in A-Day. He is surpassing A-Day.
Yeah, that's not a bad impression. Or you could just join the show that you somewhat are a co-host or honorary guest.
I'm just in transition. This is a doggy days of spring, summer.
That's what we need you to know. We don't need you during football season.
Oh, you need me then because, see, you're not going to be able to tell them the truth, whereas I will be telling the truth.
I feel like I've been very fair. No, it's not that. No, I'm saying, you know, dog days of summer, you got to have some topics. You got to have some people to talk to. During the season, phone lines are jam-packed. We're going to be doing breakdowns. I mean, that's a cakewalk, brother.
I'm going to be ready to rock and roll. I got my tournament coming up. I got to finish all this. I got a couple that I got to be at. Then I'm going to be good. I'm going to take the summer off, you know, basically June, July, most of August, I'll be off. So I'll be ready to roll. I have my studio going to be set up. I'm going to be doing some Miller's Edge all the time. I'm going to be doing some personal ministry stuff all week. So I got a whole new plan coming out. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, Chase. You feel me? I know because Chase up and down that phone right now on the cell phone, you know, talking to his girl. And can you maybe some chicken fingers tonight? Can you?
What?
You know what I mean? We good.
Hold on. Wait. First of all, good to see you, by the way.
Hey, Chase. How are you, Chase? It's a blessing, brother. It's such a blessing to see you, sir.
Wow.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. Nah, Chase was looking at the board. He's answering calls. No, he's got folks calling in. Anyway.
Listen, let me say this real quick, though. You know what happened over the weekend? I got just infiltrated with my timeline on Instagram of all of this WrestleMania. I saw where you had your grill and you cooked up all of this stuff and looked good. Look good, by the way. Look good. Don't know if it was well done or, you know, medium. But anyway,
it was great.
I kind of got a feel for my man Oba. I don't even know what his last name is.
Yeah,
I kind of like the Oba. I mean, it's just something. He's like me. He don't say much. He just struts, you know.
Yeah, big Oba. And best of all, he's an Alabama product. That's what's the craziest thing.
What do you mean?
Listen, this is what's the craziest thing about the whole Oba thing. He played, or he was a member of the track and field team here. He did shot put. And I used to see this guy like every day. Yeah, dude, he was a champion both indoor and outdoor, multi-time champion. And again, I'm not trying to be the, oh, I know this guy.
Why that dude didn't play no football?
No, allegedly Coach Saban or somebody tried to recruit him, and I totally understand why. But it was the craziest thing because I used to go work out all the time, especially during the spring. I used to be up there, and it's a little bit different now. They act funny about passes for A-Day, but anyway. So I used to be up there working out, and I would see the track team in there working out and all the shot putters. I mean, he would just be – I used to just watch him sometimes like, bro, this dude is, like, strong as an ox. And then I saw he signed with the WWE NIL program, and it was the craziest thing to me to watch him, because I've been watching him in the developmental part, which is called NXT. Then he just got called up to the big leagues of WWE. And within like 2-3 short months, man, he just went and did what he did at WrestleMania. And he's literally like, he is the future of the company. And I'm just like, bro, just a few years ago, this guy was just in Alabama's weight room like every day, you know, busting his tail, being a heck of a shot putter or a thrower for the track team. And now he's literally the future of WWE doing that. The Oba strut, man. I mean, if you look at me and Chase. Me and Chase got it down pat, man. It's catchy. Everybody's doing the Oba strut now. No.
So I can do that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I got that.
He's Nigerian. We're Nigerian, right? I'm 22%
Nigerian. Oh, there you go.
No. I'm saying I'm 22% Nigerian.
Yeah, but so you see how that joke look like dark chocolate, though. You look like caramel. So that's a different than Nigeria.
Well, I'm also 54% European, right? So I'm not saying like, you know, okay. I'm Italian and Scottish and German, but I am 22% Nigerian.
I gotta
represent. I'm saying like he's from Nigeria. He's from Lagos, Nigeria.
So all over needs a sit down.
Nah, he don't need no.
I mean, let me tell you something. I should have went into the wrestling. I would have been amazing. I mean, I'm talking about.
Why did you laugh?
Passion.
No, pastor of pain. No, dude, you really could have been a, like, I think you could cut a good promo. You preach, you speak, you got a way of.
I need to be a manager. Where do I need to go?
You need to be Oba's manager. Maybe.
Oba, man. Listen, Oba, I'm telling you what. You know, I know it's all fake, but I love his just. Just the quiet storm. I don't understand why y'all get. I used to go to wrestling all the time, my uncle, until he got, you know, he standing, he was all in it. He'd be up there moving, boom, boom, and all the stuff. And this big dude told him to sit down, and he didn't sit down. And that dude stood up about 6'7". My uncle had a stuttering problem. Where you want me to go? Ever since then.
It's not funny, man. Shout out to KC Concepcion, or whatever. I can't pronounce his name, but from Texas A&M, he's got a stutter problem. He's doing his thing with the draft, man. He's been doing a bunch of interviews and putting on for people that have those speech impediments, man. So nothing wrong with your uncle and his stuttering. You know, my cousin Chase, he got a little bit of a stutter. He'd be trying to mask it sometimes, but yeah.
Anyway, I thought you were going to keep that. I mean, I was in the car last night. Get ready. I couldn't even go, and I kept watching all these things of the WWE. I mean,
yes, sir.
I mean, South Carolina got a play in there too. That's pretty big.
Yeah, Trick Williams. Yeah, we both. From Columbia. Yeah, he's the next up and comer too. We got one from Alabama, one from South Carolina.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Trick Williams. I don't really know him.
He walked on in South Carolina.
Yeah, I was gonna say he didn't do nothing on the football field, obviously, but I would have known of him, but.
Okay.
Chase, it was trick or treat, and he was mostly a trick because he ain't played no football.
Okay. Anyway, all right. Well, he's more big time than any of those guys probably in his draft class. Maybe, well, not all of them, but I'm saying, I mean, WWE is worldwide. I mean, like Trick Williams.
It's amazing in this world. All it takes is being fake. I mean, you got Desperate Housewives.
That's
fake.
Their pain.
You got all these, shows.
That's reality television.
Southern Charm down here in South Carolina, fake. I mean, you got the Kardashians, fake. You know, fake booty, fake eyelashes, fake hair. Everything fake seems to be what's happening.
Going on?
If you want to be fake, Stephen A. Smith, fake. I mean, so you get into all these different things. If you want to blow up, just be fake. Just act. Put on a show. Because all life is to these people is about entertainment. And that's a sad thing. That's a sad thing.
Well, that's a great lesson. I'm not disagreeing with you, but at the same time, I mean, WWE is scripted, right? So, I mean, like, yeah, it's kind of like a form of it's sports entertainment. Like, you can mix it in, like, maybe a blend of reality television with, like, sports combat, so to speak. But listen, before we hit this timeout, we'll come back and hit these phone lines. It's scripted. Don't say fake, though, because, listen, go look at Cody Rhodes' eye. That's not fake.
They take razor blades and cut their head.
No. His eye, he has an orbital injury. This is not fake.
Because they're jumping off ropes
The girl last night, they did a spot where she got pushed off like a mezzanine
Sol
or a balcony.
Ruka, I believe.
Sol Ruka. Yep. Yeah. Shout out to Sol Ruka, man. She's biracial. Shout out. I got to get all my shout outs in, man. Listen, she fell and she was supposed to go through two tables. But she ended up hitting the back of her head. She went to the first one, and then her back of the head bounced off the second one. So, like, that's not fake. Like, yes, she's supposed to, you know, be protected.
I mean, the diving parts, I know some of the little acrobatic stuff. But I know Ric Flair, one of my good friends. He told me what all that.
Woo!
Nature Boy is one of my dudes. And so, I mean, you know, he's a great actor. I mean, it's like, if you can act and you can lift weights, take steroids or growth hormones or whatever, you know, get yourself right. I mean, and go to act crazy, you can make some money. I mean, you can definitely make some money. But, you know, look at all the football. I mean, look at your boy on radio now is in it.
Who's that?
Pat McAfee.
Yeah, he is in it. This is my food, by the way, from WrestleMania for all the folks on the stream that want to see all those good eats, man. Listen, we got them custom wings I made. We got the Konecka. We got the burgers. And we got, of course, my mom's famous Rotel dip, man. Had to do it, man. Had to pull it out for WrestleMania. All right, let's do this. All right, enough about WrestleMania food.
Chase, did you get invited, Chase?
I did invite Chase.
He did invite me. He did. Yeah, I'm very thankful he did. I had some stuff going on. But I'm definitely going. I think you have Backlash coming up.
We'll definitely make it happen. But
first, maybe you need to invite Ice Cube over there when he get to town.
That is true. He will be in town in about a week. My brother's opening up for him. So yeah, you do have that as well. Let's hit this timeout because I know we got some phone calls.
Hey, give me some over while I'm on I-95.
Well, that's kind of late. I'll pull it up for you, though. I don't know if we can get it that quick, but we'll get you some Oba Femi here in a minute, and we'll come back, hit these phone lines, and keep talking some Alabama football and NFL draft right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230.
Give Adam Services a call at 205-339-6540 or visit us at adamsvcs.com. Your local experts.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A warm afternoon, partly to mostly sunny with a high at 83. Tonight, mostly fair with a low at 57. Tomorrow, partially sunny, the high 84. Friday, increasingly cloudy, the chance of a shower by afternoon, the high 83. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 80 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to the home of Alabama Crimson Tide sports. Tide 100.9.
Got me messed up even come back on the intro. I can't even speak.
Well, I went to the radio show. We might win another award if we could win the radio show to pick up the jazz.
No, listen. To be fair, we could easily run a morning show and just talk about a whole bunch of other stuff, man.
Chase, what you think, Chase?
We keep it real, don't we, Chase?
We keep it 100. Hey, as they say in the hood, we keep it a buck.
There you go. You think you're so cool because you're throwing out these terms and stuff.
I'm just a ninja saved by the grace of God. Don't forget that, right?
And amen to that. All right, let's go to the phone lines because we've had people waiting. And I don't know who's still actively there, but I definitely need to get in this. We're talking Alabama football 2026. Can they win a national championship? And what are those musts that they need to do in order to accomplish that goal? 205-342-9904. I need to stop reading this chat. It's distracting me. All right, we got is JT up there first, Chase? Because I know he was first in line. All right, let's can you put him on line? I know you're on the phone, but JT, are you with us, brother?
Yes, sir.
There he is. What's up, JT?
What's going on, big dog? Y'all doing good today?
Man, we're blessed.
What's up, Jay Tizzle? My nizzle. What's up?
Pastor Corey.
Yes, sir.
I think JT's a whistle, but go ahead.
Hey, I'll say this to start off on the topic of that. If you're asking about the title for 2026, and I think you said it best just a little bit ago, you can kind of make that argument for any of the big names right now, for real. Like, can they win it? Yeah. Now, can they have to go out there and do these things? If you look at last year, would you agree, before I get into this, last year if Alabama had a, we'll just say, a mediocre run game, way better, that was way better than what we had already, and a decent offensive line, Bama was right there in the natty.
I don't know if I can say right there in the natty, JT, but I think it definitely would have drastically improved their chances of being able to make it even deeper into the playoffs. The only reason I say I'm not sold completely on that is because I think one of the other big pieces, and it was number three on my list, physicality, intensity, and that consistency, right? Execution. I think those things were also not quite there. So if they had both of those, yes, which the latter also should fix the former here. But I'll tell you, yeah, I think the running game and offensive line play would have definitely increased their odds. But I just think you got to have just that mentality. That piece is a big one for me, just from my perspective.
So in 26, and that's where I think that a lot of people, when I say people, fans don't understand until you start looking at it. Inexperience is one of the big keys for this season, I think, may play a role into us not getting there. Inexperience is a big thing for us. We have guys, new faces, new places, all over the field. Now, can it be done? Yes. Because if you look at the 2011 team, look at everybody that went to the NFL in 2010. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, Bama's going to, you know, clash. Now Saban was there. Everybody will make that argument. I get that. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm more talking about how talent can be pulled away. You can lose guys, rebuild. Now, we're in a new world, obviously, but I still think it can be done. I just don't think you, and you said this already before as well, you don't just throw in the chips on the 26th season and just be like, oh, yeah, well, this ain't the year. We're going to do it next year. You know, that's not your locker room. Like, that ain't how you build it. You're not in there saying, yeah, next year is the year, guys, not this year. So that's where I think they'll still have the mindset to do it, but have to go out there and do the things you were saying. Execution, intensity is a big thing, too. And preparation, too, I'll say, because it didn't look like we were too prepped up for that Georgia game and the SEC championship.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think all that, you know, together, that's why I just wanted to throw it into one category, some of those things that aren't necessarily specific, well, offensive line or, you know what I mean? Like, I think those intensity, mm-hmm. physicality, preparation, consistency, like bundling all that together, if you boost all of that, I think that dramatically increases the odds of Alabama's success this upcoming year. Because, I mean, it's just like I said, I mean, there was times where you saw some of those things. It's just it wasn't, you know, consistent enough. And then, unfortunately, a lot of the times it was in the moments where you needed it the most, right, whether it was the SEC championship game or even against Indiana. And that to me is like, you know, something that stands out about championship teams, man. It's about really what you do at the end of the year, if we're being completely honest with you. And it felt like we kind of were going the opposite direction towards the end of the year while other teams were going higher. They were getting better. And if you want to win a championship, especially in today's day and age where it's a 12-team playoff, man, you got to be able to do that week in, week out when you're playing the likes of Georgia, you're playing the teams like, you know, Oregon, Texas A&M, Ohio State, right? Like, you're going to be matched up with teams that are just as talented as you are. So what's going to separate you? That's that execution. That's that physicality. That's that ability to go out there and implement the things in your system that you know you do well and can go out there and hopefully out-scheme another team and play to your standard, you know what I mean, when you get to that point. So,
well, that's the one thing that's missing. Listen, Alabama is okay, let's rewind real quickly, because the things that you talked about, physicality on the offensive and defensive line, was a mad problem, okay? Lack of running game, mad problem. Defense, average to above average. Offense, very inconsistent. Play calling, very inconsistent. I mean, so when you saw them get to the playoffs, when they played a very good, balanced team that were good on both sides of the ball in the trenches, they were dominated, okay? And I think they were further away from being a championship team than we really think, even though they got there because they had some early success and they got to the championship game. But the wheels were kind of falling off. Right, the wheels were coming off. Oklahoma playoff game, okay, but they were falling off. The wheels were coming off the wagon. So, you know, you ask this question, can they win it in 2026? I think they're even further, and I think they're further off because you don't have a proven quarterback. You don't even know who the quarterback and starter is going to be. You got so many places on the offensive line that you got to replace. you know, defensive line, pass rush, what is that going to look like? So, and I know everybody's got question marks under that's to come back, but my point is this. If I'm looking at Alabama, and I love to see what the odds are from ESPN, where they have Alabama right now. I'm sure they're going to be top 10, top 12 just because they're Alabama, but it's definitely not because of what the product has been on the football field. I think they got a lot to do, and they need a lot of help. Running game, quarterback position, will the offensive line become dominant? Can they rush the passer? Can they get off the field on third downs? Will those things be prevalent in 2026? To me, will be the big key if they will be a team that's formidable when it comes to playoff time.
Yeah, and I like what you mentioned, JT, about like the youth, right? And to be fair, that's kind of working against Alabama here, given that if you really go back and look at the teams that have had success, man, a lot of them are veteran teams, teams that consist of older players, guys that have a little bit more experience. So that, unfortunately, is kind of working against Alabama, at least right now. Not saying you can't win as a young football team, but you know what I mean? When you look at some of these teams that have been making these postseason runs, typically they consist of older, more experienced rosters, especially now that the transfer portal is available to these GMs and these coaching staffs, man. But again, it's really early. Like you said, everybody's got things. Even I watched a little bit of Ohio State. Their offensive line definitely looked like it had question marks, in my opinion. Now, to be fair, I think they had a couple guys that were they're also out in that game. Defense looked solid. Our guys that transferred there did some good stuff. But, we'll have to see. But hopefully, man, they can at least – if they can just find a way, like you mentioned, to start with the running game getting better, establish some more of that physicality and change that mentality – going into this upcoming season, I think that's definitely going to help them have a much better chance of accomplishing the things that they want to accomplish.
And hey, I want to ask you a question real quick, Christian, too, about on the defense side. So the defensive side, Kane had mentioned both about a month ago, he said about getting back to the old Alabama standard of intensity, finishing out games, closing them out to where, like, you don't want to face this type of, you know, you don't want to go against these guys. You don't want to line up against them. So right. With him saying that, obviously, you know, you want to see the products on the field, you know, talk is talk till it has some action behind it or there's, you know, something with it. So when you look at this defense, I think one of the big missing keys that we haven't had is that front four. Now, last year we saw glimpses of it with YP, the front four getting home, not sending the house and having everybody be one manned up or however you just size it up. But being able to get home with the front four and getting pressure with the front four. When Ty said that on Caleb Downs' podcast the other day, it's got everybody in frenzy. And that's actually a compliment to Indiana's defense, like saying, like, hey, you're getting home with just base-level stuff. We don't have to do anything extra, which is nothing's just not a knock. I mean, that's actually good because then you being a former linebacker, I'm pretty sure you have more insight than I do on this, that helps your game a lot better when those front four guys can get home. Because I'm the quarterback frantic. So, you know, and maybe you can answer that for me, how you feel if that does play a key role into this right here, into the 2026 season, the front four being able to get home, being able to get home. And we're talking about consistently, too.
Yeah, no, and that's something I've been speaking on at length, right? Because if I'm honest with you, last couple of seasons, we just haven't had that consistent pressure, right, with our front four without having to dial it up. Now, when we generate pressure, like, can we generate pressure by calling blitzes and things like that? Of course, I think we've done a nice job with that. But the beauty in being able to get home with four, it allows you to have more guys back in coverage, right? It takes pressure off your secondary, right? So that's why you want to be able to do it. Plus, when you have guys that you can just trust to go win their one-on-ones, you don't have to start doing, like, listen, high risk, high reward. When you bring pressure, I mean, it's a little bit riskier on the back end. You're a little bit more susceptible to giving some stuff up. But when you say, hey, we got a front four that we can call some games, let them dice the front up, we can run Texas and exit, just let them go after, win their one-on-ones. We basically have a plethora of things we can do on the back end without feeling so much pressure. So that's why it's important. And to me, I just don't know who that's going to be stepping up there. I know a lot of people have been talking about Des Zulu from South Carolina. I think he's going to help some, but nothing that I've seen from him, whether it be on tape or even during the springs, leads me to believe he's going to be like a
a terror off the edge, right? Or a true counterpart.
How did the guy have one sack in South Carolina? He had one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he had one sack in South Carolina.
He's a serviceable backup. I mean, if he's at somewhere else, maybe he could get in there. I mean, he's playing behind Dylan Stewart. I mean, so we got to, hold that, at some point, that's a problem.
But I mean, to be fair, I played behind. I had three sacks, playing behind Ryan Anderson, Tim Williams, and probably played a lot less snaps than he did. So I mean, I'm not making excuses for him.
But he got pressure. I mean, listen, but he's not a show enough. I mean, the bottom line is this, man. I mean, I think we, because I'm putting my own self into this category. We have so high of expectations for Alabama. We have been spoiled so much by the successes of Nick Saban and the dominance of a program that did it for a decade and a half extremely consistently, that is hard to look at this team and go, okay, because they still got the script A and it's Alabama and we just think that these things just supernaturally is going to happen. But if we're honest and you look on the field and you know the game, and you've seen what you've seen over the years, this team is so far from what they used to be. And the other competition has caught up. Everybody has good players. Everybody now has so-called five stars, so-called blue chip players. Everybody possesses these people on their team. Even Vanderbilt, very few, but they have some. I mean, so I think to win a championship now, it could be anybody. We saw that last year with Indiana. If somebody is able to manage the rosters, right, it takes an NFL-type mindset of understanding roster management, understanding, okay, I need a left tackle, I need a playmaker receiver, I can't waste that on a high school player. I got to go get this guy in the portal that fits what I'm trying to do. I got to be competitive as far as spending money. That's where we are now. I mean, so the teams that can manage, Ohio State, 2 years ago, they managed their roster very nicely. They won a natty. Last year, Indiana came back. They managed their roster extremely nicely. They have won a national championship. The question could be, will Courtney Morgan, as the GM, put something together that will allow Alabama to be Alabama again? That is a million-dollar question. And if the last 2 years, any kind of evidence, I would say no, because we haven't seen that yet. So he's got work to do.
Well, I'll say from the high school front, I do believe that we've got one of the best core group of players, right, that we have recruited out of high school and developed. If you look at a lot of our young talent, they've done an extremely good job there. Now, where I do feel like we need to pick up the pace is with the guys that we're getting out of the transfer portal. I know we got a few guys that seem like they're going to be some impact players, but I think we could do even more and pair up even more experience from the portal with that group of core players from high school, and I think we'd be in good shape. JT, really good stuff, man. I appreciate the phone call, brother.
Yes, sir. No problem, brother.
Yes, sir. Take care, brother. And check out their stuff at Roll Tide Nation, man. He does a lot of good work. All right, we got to hit this timeout. We come back. We keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC.
Square feet of Irish food, drink, and music. For a great Irish experience, head to the Free. That's Innisfree Irish Pub, a proud sponsor of the Spring 2026 Blood Drive.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless.
900-9000 for a free consultation, no fees unless we win. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be formed is greater than that of other lawyers.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration,
We transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide. Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Hardy Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Hardy Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Hardy Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Hardy Construction at 205-752-9611.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
From Tuscaloosa to the world, download the free Tide 100.9 app for all the latest on Cruisin' Tide Sports.
Tide 1.9, 1230 WTBC. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Is Hunter still with us, Chase? I know it's been probably years. I don't know if he's still there. Hunter, are you with us?
Nice. You're good.
There he is. Up, what's up, Hunter?
What up? How we doing, y'all?
Good, man. Sorry about that, brother. I apologize. We've had a number of things going this show.
Nah, all good. All good. All right, Christian,
what you got? What you got for us today?
Okay, so give me your two biggest hot takes going into the season.
Oh God, man, this dude's trying to get me. He's trying to. I think Hunter's trying to turn me into Damian, man. Hunter's trying to have me the next Damian Harris. It's the two biggest hot takes. Oh God,
Damian, nah. I just want to see what you would say.
Nah, I'm being funny. The two biggest hot takes. I thought I had one the other day when I was kind of not defending Indiana, but just kind of just saying, hey, I can understand maybe how they perceive what was said, even though I don't believe it was meant with that intention. But if I'm not going to include that to the biggest hot takes for this football team, man,
Go ahead.
I'll let you start. I mean, I got one that I could throw out there, but it's not like
Bama will go. I don't have to mull over this.
Oh God, here we go.
Bama will finish 8-4 or worse.
Or worse is crazy.
Yeah, that's 8-4 worse.
Give me the four losses when you finish.
Number two, Bama will finish at the bottom third in the SEC and rushing again.
Rushing. Okay.
Rushing.
Okay. Sorry.
Rushing.
I don't
don't think that's too bad. Well, I mean, to be fair, I don't know where we ranked in the conference. I know it had to be pretty bad if nationally we were like third to last.
Oh, they were bad, bro.
No. What I'm saying is I don't know if there was another SEC team that happened to be like 126, 7th or 8th or whatever, how many teams are. Man, I'll take that one with him. I wouldn't be shocked if the running game doesn't improve much. I'll throw that one in there for one of them. And then two, he said a
somebody
high
said last man. In rush.
Man, I'll say this. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. Let me just throw something out there. Maybe this defense isn't as going. I'll give you this one. I'll give a hot take. I don't think this. I think people are jumping the gun by saying we have a top five defense where things sit right now. I'll give you a hot take. I wouldn't be shocked if we finish outside. Like, I don't think we're going to be that high of a rated defense by the end of the year. I don't think we're going to be a top five defense. I don't know if that's really much of a hot take, but I'll throw that there. I think we have a lot of potential. Okay. I like the secondary. I think the secondary could be a top five unit. I'm not fully sold on the front seven just yet. I think they can be good. I think they can do some good stuff, but to be a top five defense, man, you're talking, I mean, top five defense, I think people fail to realize how good you have to be. Now, granted, we were top 18 last, we were 18th last year, so we were top 20, even with some of those inconsistencies. So I'm not saying we can't be good. I think we could potentially be another, you know, top 20-ish unit. But top five defense that I see people throwing around, I don't know. I don't see that out of us.
Well, if you say Kalen DeBoer will for sure be on the hot seat at Alabama after this season.
Wait, brother, he said two. Why? Wait, what are we doing, man? Slow down. Wait.
Well, I just happened to think about that one because that might be more than the running game because the running game is already bad. But I'm just saying, but Kalen DeBoer will be on the hot seat next year.
You saying going into year four?
Yep.
If he goes 8-4 or worse.
Well, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be on the hot. He's going to be. I mean, brother, it's going to be like, remember the old school hot plates? Y'all probably too young to remember hot plates. When you have a regular stove, you have to plug in, do that little hot plate. They're going to be hot.
But here's the thing, though. I think if Alabama finished the way you're talking about or what you just predicted, I don't think there would be any shocker from internally, like the fan base, internally in the building, or even externally. I think 8-4 this season, I think that's pretty standard. So I don't even know if that's really a huge hot take. But what about you, Hunter? Let's put you on. No. I'm saying if what you said happens, I think that's pretty much a given. I think anybody would expect a coach at Alabama to be on the hot seat going 8-4 in year three. I'm saying, like, that's not, like too crazy of a take. Hunter, you tell me those. Give me your two takes, though. I'll put you back on the spot, man. You can't make us have to spit all this stuff. Let's hear it.
That's fine. If Bama does not have a run game this season, Ryan Grubb is gone.
Who's
gone?
Ryan Grubb, offensive coordinator.
Ryan Grubb.
Well, to be fair, they also didn't. He's not up for a contract renewal or raise. I think like everybody else except him, Freddie Roach and Robert Gillespie. So I hate to say it. I mean, it does feel like he's kind of on a prove it year. So that's. I mean, I agree with that. I think if the running game is as bad as it was last year, I could definitely see. I can see that.
What's your last one?
That's the one. Yeah, that's one. Let me see your second one.
And the other one.
Yeah, you can't let us be the villains. Okay, we're not the only villains, man. You got to be a villain too here.
If Keelan Russell starts this season, he will be Heisman finalist.
That's a real hot take.
You think he said he'll be Heisman finalist?
I'm gonna have a hot take. Yeah.
I mean,
you got to think. I mean, with no O line last season, I mean, Ty was leading until he got injured.
I'm forgetting. Was Ty a finalist or no?
Ty was leading.
No.
I'm saying by the end of the year, he wasn't a finalist?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
If he finished the season a little bit better, and we know he did get hurt, I mean, he would have been a finalist. But trying to think. I mean, I like our receiving core. It's just, Hunter, it's just the offensive line, man. I have to see that improve before I'm ready to throw out, like, Heisman-type seasons. But if you're talking about Keelan Russell's ability and his upside and potential, like, If we can protect for the guy and give him a little bit of relief with somewhat of a running game, I like the receivers that we got. We need Ryan Williams to return to form. I like Lottie Brooks. And then the cast of young guys like CeeDee Morgan and Rico Scott, those guys, I think they're good weapons on the outside. And I like our backs. I think they're getting better. Now, they got to prove it, but I think they made progress.
Well, here's the bottom line. Just, you got a new offensive line coach that hopefully he's able to teach, he's able to develop these guys that are talented. They just need good teaching. You know, what's going to be their mentality offensively? That's the thing that I think got lost too with this offense. Bama didn't have an identity. Like, you know, normally offenses have an identity. You know, they pass happy team, or you know, they're hurry up team, or they're heavy package run game type team. You just didn't know who they didn't know who they were.
Well, right? they're pass heavy. I would
yeah,
say
their identity wasn't like they were some.
Well, think about the first half of the season. I would argue that was their identity, because we actually did a great job controlling the tempo of the game, time of possession through the air, which is very uncharacteristic. So I would say the identity was they wanted to throw the ball damn near 40 times a game. And I'm not going to say neglected the running game, but it didn't get tended too much.
Well, if you're throwing the ball 40 times a game, you're not winning championships. Because here's the bottom line. It's something I tell kids all the time. You got to be able to get back to the basics. You can be all these high potent offenses, and you can do all these different style things defensively and or offensively, but the basics is not good. The fundamentals of the game. Football is still always going to be about blocking. It's always going to be about tackling, footwork, playing very disciplined with your eyes, dominating your box, dominating the man that's in front of you. If you don't get back to those things, you're not going to be a championship team. The very thing that made Alabama, they don't have. They have lost that identity of domination and toughness and making people quit and fourth quarter attitude. This is what's missing. We can talk about all this stuff and put lipstick on pigs, but the bottom line is this. They don't have the nature, the identity of what it takes. Indiana was so much more physical than they were. I mean, dominated, hit them. They were hitting receivers. They were hitting Ty Simpson, knocked him out the game. They had a mentality that used to be Alabama. What Indiana had, Alabama don't have, and that's that level of toughness. And again, I'll say it again. It comes from the coach. It comes from the top. And if your coach is soft, you're going to have a soft football team. If coach lets you get away with stuff, you're going to be a very disciplined, or I should say, less disciplined football team. So that's on Kalen DeBoer. Yes, great coach. Yes, great offensive mind. But when it comes to discipline, when it comes to getting his team physically prepared and toughness, I think he lacks that. And that has to come back. And if it doesn't, Bama will never get back to the championship game. That's why I'm saying that has to change. That's all upstairs. That's mentality, mentality, mentality. And the question is, will they have that 26? And we just don't know right now.
Hunter, really good stuff, man. I appreciate you, brother. We got to hit this timeout, man. Good deal. I think he might have already clicked off. All right, we're going to hit a quick timeout. I think we might have like a quick 30-second comeback, just kind of close things out real quick right here.
Jeep Dodge Ram, Tuscaloosa's destination for iconic Jeeps. Drive a new 2026 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4, priced at $54,529.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping
pain and more. No referral, no problem. Search DCH Spine Care on Google. DCH's Spine Care Center. Get back in the game.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy.
Proud. What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Want to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Download the Tide 100.9 app today.
Welcome back in real quick to the Miller's Edge for about, I don't know, we might have you for about 30 seconds here as we close things out. But I'll remind you guys as we stream live, we'll hang out on the stream here for a second because I know we got a lot of folks tuned in, listed, and I'm sure there's some questions that we might have missed. So without further ado, before we close things out, I do want to remind you about our partners who helped put this whole thing together over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Make sure you guys check them out. If you guys, of course, need that legal representation, hopefully you don't, but we all know things come up, whether it's any criminal defense matter or NIL or First Amendment cases. They've got you covered, but they also will help out whether it's high school, graduate, or college students with mentoring, test-taking preparation, subject matter mastery, application strategy, academic and professional planning, of course. They've got you covered. And the greatest thing, really, is the affordability. They'll beat out any price that you can think of. Plus, they do it with genuine care, passion, and relentless advocacy. 201-317-5115 is how you can reach them, or email Adam at lamparello-law.com, lamparello-law.com. He'll join us tomorrow here on the show, and also we'll be joined by CJ Mosley, former first-round draft pick out of Alabama, to discuss the NFL draft, which takes place tomorrow. So we'll do that here on the show. We got to close out on the radio side of things. Big shout-out to our friends over at R&R Cigars as well. I see Pastor Payne's got his cigar. R&RCigars.com. Use that code MillersEdge. That way you guys can get that 20% discount plus free shipping if your order qualifies with that as well. 2703 Gary Fifth Street. Make sure you guys check them out. Again, that's R&R Cigars. And this has been the Miller's Edge. We look forward to doing it again tomorrow right here. Same time, same place.
All right, Chase. I'll let you boy.